All right, good morning. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have two agenda items for 10:30. I'm going to choose to start with the second one in order, and it will be an action. It's action items to consider resolution approving changes to the job title, job description of two positions in the Information Technology Department. So with that, hi, Marty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman, Commissioners, working with Director Rast, Chief Rast, on a little bit of a restructure in the IT department, we were able to come up with a new job description for a senior desktop support specialist. This is a new position. He is recycling some PCNs just to be able to accurately get this restructure done for to meet the needs of the county. So we are requesting to move one system administrator one to a senior desktop support specialist and one lead technical services to a senior desktop support specialist. Both of these will be grade 14s. There is no fiscal impact in this year. They remain in the same grade. This is merely a duty and title change for this for these two PCNs.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, on this, there's two objectives to this. One, a shift to one more individual help with desktop services. As you'll see in my budget coming up, I've kind of shifted around IT resources. Since 2015, we've only had four desktops. This has taken one system administrator into a desktop role. And so there's actually a growth, an escalation process from desktop to senior desktop to sysadmin one, two, and three, okay. And then operations manager.
Very good.
It's a growth plan and a shift resource, and there's no fiscal impact, as Director Denner said.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
For the Chief, we are not going to need that PCN for a system administrator going forward? He's going to be doing that in addition to other things that fall under the desktop support specialist category.
So, Ms. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, that's a really good question. What we're doing is creating that senior desktop support specialist, so some of those sysadmin 1 responsibilities or roll down into that role.
Okay. And same for, are we eliminating the lead technical services title altogether? Is that another obsolete one? Okay.
That's a one-off for the county. This does remove it.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. I'm in favor, Chairman.
I am too. Any comments, Commissioner?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still wound up from the last meeting. Chairman?
I need a motion.
Yes, I move that the board approves the job title, job description of two positions in information technology. One is moving a system admin one to a desktop support specialist, both salary grade 14, and one lead technical services, which is an obsolete position, to a senior desktop support specialist, same grade as well as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so that puts us back to the first agenda item, and so we will start with fiscal year 2026 budget workshop for information technology.
All right, Mr. Chair, I'll turn my hat around. Going to do the IT workshop for fiscal 2026. So I've got a presentation. What I'd like to do on these, I think this is the first one the board has seen me present. The last couple have been by previous CIOs or people in charge of IT. I do have some people here from IT to make sure that I'm still in tune with IT to keep me in check, which is good. I have Steve Webb here as the deputy CIO, which is going to be his first budget walkthrough. So he's here to learn and kind of watch the process. What I like to do is put the PowerPoint presentation and kind of crawl through the requests of the A, the B, and kind of go through the narrative, go through the org, and some shifts we're going to do in IT in FY26. So, and away we go. So you also have a handout just in case you want to have paper, but we'll go through those one for one, page by page.
Okay.
All right. The first one on page one is we have 46 individuals that make up information technology and technical services. We do have it broke up within the business team. We have seven individuals, one part-time, in the business side of IT. You've got what we call the executive management. That's the CIO and the deputy CIO, which I'm filling the interim CIO right now. We have one in the security office, and that's the new position that was approved in FY25. And then we have two project managers. That makes up the project management team, and that controls the projects within the operations and development. And then we also have the development team, which consists of 12 individuals, one part-time. And we'll go through the functions of these groups. And then we go through the operations team in the lower left-hand corner. There's 17 individuals in operations. So Jairo Rodriguez is the IT manager. He supervises 16 IT staff, as well as 5 in the Sheriff's Emergency Technical Services group. So if you go into the next page, page 2, you'll notice this is kind of some of that restructure we've done, and it's already in play today. Is within operations, we actually have 4 leads to kind of make up the operations, because you have one person leading 16 people plus 5, that's a lot. So we have a lead over the desktop, and that's all Victor. We all know Victor Holiday around the county. He's a lead over the desktop. We've got a lead over the systems administrator group. We have a lead over the network and database structure. And then we also have a lead set up in the sheriff's office. And if you notice that orange dotted line, that is the technical advisory role that I play with the sheriff's office. That's the third hat. So again, you've heard me say this before, just for public audio record, is, so I'm the chief operating officer, I'm the interim CIO, and then by MOU, I'm the 911 advisor to the sheriff. And so there is a specialty pay that adds with that. So I am a advisory role over 911 and emergency technical services. But these 5 individuals that are in the orange bracket, they report up to Captain Talbot in the command staff under the sheriff. So if it's staffing or disciplinary issues, that's the sheriff's office. If it's technical, that's me. And Jairo helps me with that as well, as being that liaison with the technical side. So that's kind of how IT is laid out. We've kind of shifted that around to be better off with our support model. And I'll talk a little bit more about that desktop shift you just approved here in a second. So the way this is broke up, there's a lot of moving pieces within IT. And if you look on page 3, I've done kind of some narratives of how IT is broke up. It's broke up into 5 sections. We have the business development, operations, security, and project management. And within the operations, we have emergency technical services for the sheriff staff. So in the business section of things, led by Katie Pendle, she actually leads up the procurement, the mailroom, the print shop, switchboard, and really all of IT business. And all those responsibilities, I'm not gonna sit and read this. Anybody can sit and read through this. But there's a lot of items that happen within the business with asset tag management, training assignments, interview, candor review, contract review, all the budget sits within the business side. And that reports to me directly. So I've got the IT org split between the deputy CIO and the CIO. I take over security, I take over budget, and then we share project management with the deputy. And then the deputy handles all development, all operations, and shared responsibilities throughout the org. So it's split that way functionally. In the development team, led by Ryan Cronrath, just promoted into that position, we have roughly 250 custom applications, including COT systems, and those are commercial off-the-shelf applications that we support. So there's a lot of moving pieces throughout the county in development. That's where on-base support sits. That's where, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not even advancing the slides here with you. On page 3, on the handout. So within the development, on-base support sits there, GIS support, that's the mapping side of things. And it's, you got the different entities that use GIS, that's Sheriff, 911 Dispatch, DSD, the Assessor, Weed and Pest, Mosquito Abatement District, Facilities, Fiber Optic Maps, Parks, and Elections. Those are all the entities that use GIS mapping, everything else for the county. So all the parcel data, everything's within the assessor's office, for an example. The operations and security this is where a lot of the nuts and bolts happen on keeping the lights on and day-to-day stuff. This is, we have about 340 plus servers in our environment. We have 1,500 desktops and mobile devices and cell devices we support. And everything within operation security, that's your data centers, that's the 43 municipality connections that we have to keep secure throughout the state. We have local fire, ambulance district, again, mosquito, vendor interactions, patching management. We have a standing update every week between midnight and 8 a.m. where we actually patch the servers and the system. That way there's no downtime during the business time. So a lot of things are happening within the business and the operations side of things. And the security, that's where the firewalls, the perimeter, all the security around our environment happens. So on page four, we have a project management office. As I referenced, we have two project managers. They kind of keep the operations and development projects on task, keep them on time, within budget, and all the tracking. And that's the PMO. They do a lot of the reports, everything you see really that go before the board, the PMO creates. And then the partnership with the CCIT, which is the Canyon County Information Technology Team, and the ETS, as I mentioned, that's a partnership to make sure we keep the body and audio webcams running for law enforcement. The Dispatch PSAP, which is our 911 system, fire and emergency response systems, 911 services, our cradle point access devices, that's all the connectivity back to dispatch with the mobile units. The network infrastructure, the jail systems, and next-gen 911. So that's that partnership, and that's why we partnered with the Sheriff's Office to align technical resources to keep things moving and make them relevant. One more point. We do support 15 major locations, so throughout the county. It's the East Complex, County Agent, Fleet, Courthouse, Mosquito Abatement, Ambulance, JJC, Animal Shelter, Lake Lowell, Landfill, Celebration Park, CCNU, Fairgrounds, Administration Building, and Weed and Pest. As you know, we crawl over the county and support. We do have a fleet of vehicles that's used within IT, so that way we're using county resources to support the county. So I'll break there if there's any questions about the org.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I don't know that necessarily I have questions, but I guess I want to expand it because the board recently approved we're doing more with the same resources. So there are people that are advancing in IT and assuming more responsibility. And can you talk a little bit about the projects that are coming up in the next several months? And the people that you have in place are really good people. They know how to lead. They're being developed in an organization that is preparing them for great careers here. So I guess I wanted you to expand on that just a tiny bit because we've reorged this. This is a newer version based on board action and suggestions that you've given.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, there's actually a lot of projects. So let me, if you don't mind, I've got those coming up in.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you the IT organization, when I started, we had in 2015, we had 24 positions. Now you have 46. If you notice, that's a lot of additional responsibilities, a lot of things we've taken on, and we've expanded a lot of services out there. So the technology footprint of the county is always evolving, and we have to make sure that the org is relevant to make sure the customer service is being provided.
Right.
Okay. So it's a great segue. We do track a lot of the stuff within IT on calendar year, not really fiscal year. And we track projects and all the statistics. The board has seen this before. I put this in here into the slide deck so just everybody else can see it. Within the projects, if you look holistically, we've completed 6 projects, 19 are in progress. We have 24 in the backlog. So we always have projects and things that come up into IT that need to be done. And so we have a process how those requests come in. It gets vetted out with the stakeholders, which is EOs and DAs and anybody involved in the project, and then we prioritize it. So to kind of give you an idea of what we completed, and these are big projects, this SQL 2014 and 2012 upgrade, that's the backbone of the applications, that's more IT-centric, but that was a major our database team and operations. We upgraded OnBase to the latest version, and that was countywide for all the offices and departments. That was a major lift. We developed the DSD online permit for the public, and that's a process. We enhanced open government on the website. That's out there now in production. And then every year we go through a fair website revamp and kind of a refresh. And then we rolled out officially the 5-year assessment history and tax report. That's been on the record multiple times with the assessor. So that way the constituent can see what their taxes are being going for and how much they're getting paid. In progress, all those projects, those are actually happening right now. As you notice, one of those on that list just finished, and that was the financial workflow. That was the electronic claims and the POs that we rolled out with the auditing department under the clerk. So we've completed 7,182 project hours in those efforts, and we track those. Again, all the development, all their operations, they track the time on every effort. Okay, any questions on that? So if we go to page 6, now Commissioner Van Beek, go back to what you're saying. The projects that are coming up, which I'm going to cover in page 7, but I do want to say over the next 12 months, IT is going to be strapped for resource. There's so many projects that are coming up. We have more projects than we have time to complete. So that's going to be tricky, and I'll go through those. So I might need help from EOs, DAs, and the board to help prioritize this, and if we get behind, I need to explain why. But before I get there, on the 25 major accomplishments, I just picked out a few that I thought that were major. There's a lot of accomplishments out of IT, but these were the big ones I thought. The first one, as I mentioned, we finished the financial workflow. Going electronic on claims and purchase orders, to me, is a milestone in the county. This has been in the works for at least 5 or 6 years. We should have been there a long time ago, but now we've implemented a full-on digital workflow with OnBase, so everything is stored in perpetuity with claims and on purchase orders. And this was a major lift with the auditing department under the clerk and IT to get that thing done. So I think it's been pretty successful. The second one, when I went back in IT, there's a couple things I had to focus on as I needed to stabilize the IT organization. Since we had a bunch of leadership changes over the last 2 or 3 years. And so I'm there just to kind of stabilize that and get the IT budget back on track. The FY25 budget was not set up appropriately. So we're just crawling through that, but we have a game plan. And as we talked a little bit on the third bullet point is we reorganized IT and we're doing more with what we have. We've shifted 2 positions. One and more into the desktop side of things, and the second one is to support the PA's office for the case management. That's why I'm not asking for any new positions in FY26, nor do I see any new positions in FY27. And so we're trying to do, more with less is the motto. When PA Boyd came in, we analyzed the case management and the technical footprint in that office, and we took that process over. Now we support the PA completely with the case management and everything involved. We have a person that sits in the PA's office about half a day, every day, just to support them on the day-to-day efforts. It's a large office. It's a complicated office, so we've dedicated that. And so we're able to do that by removing one duplicative position that was in the PA's office, and it's working out really well, and I think that's a success. And I do appreciate PA Boyd's patience and working with IT through that. And the next one is really related to that. Another thing that's been needed for so long is new case management within the PA's office. We went through the sole source procurement and evaluation process so we can retire JustWare and put in place Carpel. So I'm pretty excited about that because this has taken up a lot of resource in a legacy sandbox that we need to remove. We've continued to work with outside affiliates with the State Public Defense and Idaho Supreme Court to support their missions and technology needs. As we all know, there's been hurdles and technical challenges, but we're actually making progress on those. All right, the two big projects that we're went through to get a kind of planning, a license structure, and that was moving the office in the county to Office 365, and also fixing and enhancing our phone system, and then integrating these two platforms, 365 and Avaya phone system through Teams. So we've got a game plan. We'll get to the point, we've got training, we have consultation solidified through a scope of work that the board just barely approved. So now we can actually get in the implementations side of things. And then lastly was increasing our cybersecurity prevention. With the new position, we're going through all of our desktop, our mobile, our perimeters, our firewalls, our networks, making sure everything is current, patched, up to date, and we have policies and procedures, and working with Homeland Security and CISA through CERT plans, Cyber Incident Response Plans. So I'll take a pause there.
Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to highlight a couple of things in there. In the last several years since I've been here working with our chief in the capacity of Chief Information Officer, one of the things that was important to me that he identified early on was asset tagging and management. So from procurement to the lifespan of a piece of equipment to the disposal portion, really there was no, there was not a policy in place, which was strange to me. But we have that now. And so some of those roadblocks have been removed, and we can track an asset that comes into the county, and centralizing that procurement process, I think, is going to be important as we run, $135 million organization. And then there was also, I want to make note, the chief was intentional in talking about the number of personnel when he started. It's about double now. There was some, I guess, from a former EO statement that there was kingdom building, and I just want to say that is not true. The assets in human capital that exist today in our IT department, they really are a great band of people that are always on call, because if we have the, whether it's disaster recovery or we have whichever office or department that needs something, they are so efficient and responsive and technical subject matter experts in their field. We cannot operate without this department. And your statement that we're doing more with less, these people are willing to give their time and talents and be, they've been asked to step up to the plate. Everybody from our assistant CIO, thank you for doing that, to Hyro's taking on more. I can't pronounce your name, and you're taking on more. Help me out. Not, well, Ryan has too. All of you, everybody's sitting in this room. It's you. What's your name? Yep. Boone, thank you. I can pronounce that. It's your last name I have trouble with. But everybody in here is willing to say yes to do more. And I think that is worth celebrating. That's a lot of what Canyon County is made up of. And the impediments to that kind of, whether it's digitizing our processes for the financial flow, I really appreciate the clerk working with and in tandem with our IT department. That's such a refreshing posture. And if you haven't been here through that season, maybe you don't understand it, but I have been through that season, and this is it's a great win for Canyon County. It'll be a savings in tax dollars to our taxpayers, and we should be moving with and adjusting, pivoting with all of that change that's happening. So I just want to say thank you, because for me it's huge to have support for a really critical department. They're all critical. But this one has been under attack at some level, and now there's just an ability for stuff to move forward. It shouldn't take as long as it did on some of those, but that was not the fault of IT. So thanks for letting me make those comments.
Yeah, Commissioner Van Beek, one thing we want to make sure is, one thing we take pride in is, if you look, our network really is never down. We try to make sure that it stays up as much as possible. Does it have burps? Does it have glitches? It happens. But we're just not down, and we just don't want to be down, because if the public's coming to the county for services, we want to make sure the services are working. You know, if people are going to the DMV, getting their passports, going to the assessor's office, getting permits and DSD, we want to make sure that they're not wasting their time. So our goal is to make sure it's working.
Yeah, and it does.
So I appreciate that. And also the asset management is a big one. We do have a system. We do track all the assets that are purchased, our major assets in the county. Auditing has access to that as of the last, probably last 30 days. So they can run their own reports on assets now. So let's shift into 26. This is what I was referencing, and after this, it'll speed up, so I guarantee. These are the conflicting projects that we have, and we have a lot of deadlines that are coming to IT. They're being dictated by the business. It's no fault of their own. It's just, this is the demand. I'm just gonna run down these really quick. I'm not gonna read these, but the first one is putting a UNA in place, which is replacing Power Plan. We have to bring in Financial Edge, NXT, which upgrades our financial system. That's with auditing. The second one is we're bringing in a new HRIS system, Dayforce. It's got to be in place in January because we kind of have to, the way it lands with benefits. We're still implementing into the phase of 365. That's happening right now, which is going to be finished in 26 or FY26. We have to finalize the Microsoft Teams collaboration and integration into the phone system. We have to put in our new virtual security operations center that our information security officers put in place. That's the 24/7 365 monitoring that was just approved by the board. We have to upgrade our ESRI, which is our mapping system throughout the county. That's underway right now. We have NextGen 911. That's got to be in place by next August, which is a 12 to 18 month process, and that's in working with the sheriff's office, building out the new 83,000 square foot sheriff's administration building. That's going to be a feat in itself. We're doing a full website redesign effort and rollout in FY26, and we're working with constituent services and all EOs and DAs on that. We're working with Digline. This is just an operational task, but it takes time to get our fiber network uploaded. So when there's dig line requests that come in, they're not digging our fiber. And that should have been years ago. So we're getting that done. And then finalize full separation of Canyon County and Idaho Supreme Court networks. Those are just the main projects that are hitting, not including the day-to-day stuff that comes in the door. If you look, a lot of those efforts are crunched between now and like February. And these are major, major efforts of time. So I just need you to be aware that these are priority strategic goals and objectives. And we're not going to have a choice but to get these done. So just be aware. Okay. Let's get into the few metrics and statistics, then we'll get into the budget. So there's some graphs on this page. First one I'll talk about is the mail process and the print shop volume. Those two graphs are usually one-to-one. They're related to each other. You'll notice a mail processing and print shop volumes dip because it depends on what we're doing with elections, assessor, treasurer, and the clerk on those annual publications, notifications, tax notices, elections. So those usually go hand in hand. Help desk tickets, they have gone up. And that's the support when people put in service desk tickets to IT to help when things are broke. If you notice, that's on a trend going up. That's why I shifted a systems administrative position into a desktop. Those numbers are going up. And if you look, it's up quite a bit through the years. And then we have total emails. Again, this is calendar year on the 2.8 million emails we've received. There's a pie chart breaking it all out. I will tell you, though, we do geo-filtering. What that is we do not accept email from China, North Korea, Russia, Iran, some of those areas of conflict in the globe. We don't accept the email. We do open things if there's specific reasons that EOs and DAs need email from an outside country coming in. So those aren't even in our stats. It just drops them. It doesn't go into filtering. It just absolutely drops them. We focus on anything that's non-USA traffic is filtered or dropped, so just be aware of that. There have been some times that we have opened, I think we allowed Japan through. We've had some correspondence with the previous PA that we need to have some Japan correspondence come through. We've opened it up. So there is a few exceptions to that rule. So there's the email. Any questions on any of those graphs? On page 9, websites. here's some statistics, and I'm telling you that lots, it's getting tablet and mobile friendly. These are the six sites that IT maintains. We maintain the county public website, the applications off the website, which is jail roster, court schedule, home exemption, the agenda, current arrests, so forth and so on. The county portal, that's for internal resource. We have Canyon County Fair. We do host Third Judicial District and Family Court Services. We do their website and host it on our infrastructure for a cost. Then we also host Mosquito Abatement. So if you go to Mosquito Abatement's website, that's on our equipment. So our webmaster and development team maintains all of that footprint. Okay. Any questions on website? Let's focus now, let's go to the A budget. This is the salaries and benefits. There's a few pieces here. The change, auditing asked, they opened up 412037 on specialty pay. So I've put all specialty pay within that line item. And if you look down below in the box, it breaks out all the costs of what makes up that $60,235. And that's lead pay for five positions. Again, back to the org chart, they're the ones in green. On-call pay tier one and two levels for $22,435. We have eight individuals on call. And then the CIO specialty pay, the $22,300, that is bolted onto my salary. So that's a specialty pay that I assume to be the interim CIO with the responsibilities. But I did have a question for the clerk's office. That $60,000, is that in the base salary as well? Or do we need to adjust it down?
The specialty pay $60,000 should have been in.
I just want to make sure we're not double expensing that it's in the base salary and in specialty pay.
Traditionally wasn't in the regular pay in the past. But we can verify that.
Okay. That's just a question I had. Part-time, we have a part-time developer and a part-time individual at the print shop. That's $72,000 in part-time line, 413050. Overtime, I put $500. The reason why I put $500 is just a placeholder. I don't have any statistics. There's going to be enough salary savings in the CIO salary and the A budget. I want to use that and use FY26 to determine what the reports look like and how much overtime has actually been paid, because we just shifted our systems administrator to hourly. They used to be exempt. We do comp time. Well, we do a lot of shifting of hours. So remember I mentioned the midnight to 8 a.m. every week we do, those are exempt. And so we track that and we trade the time. I'd rather get accurate numbers for the FY27 budget and put that in there and just rely on vacancy savings for right now, if you're okay with that.
Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to make a comment. You've said it on the record, but you say it very flatline. The reason that there's going to be a budget savings in this budget is because we have a person willing to wear multiple hats. These are all full-time jobs. Thank you, Chief, for being willing to fill in and pinch hit for the Chief Information Officer. That's not a small job. That is a big job that's very time-consuming, and the cost savings to that and the county taxpayer is significant. We've had, as he's indicated, difficulty finding and filling that role. It is a specialized role, and because of the volume of work and the management of the number of employees in that, he's been willing to, like everybody else in that department, to say yes and do more with less. So I know it doesn't necessarily need the accolades on record, but it is significant that we have someone with multiple skill sets that's able to manage that level of work. I think relief is going to come, but it won't be in this next budget cycle. So thank you for what you are doing.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, that's fine. Because it's going to be more than $500. I just don't know of really how much. We've never been on overtime since I've been here. Unless there's different opinions to put more there, I don't know.
Commissioners, Chief, I mean, I think if you assume you're going to have more or some, it just kind of gives you that authority in that line. I mean, obviously, like you said, you have some savings in other spots, so it's just a matter of filling out a line more, you know, more on structure with what it is. And circling back to your prior question, the specialty pay is in that separate line. It wasn't in the salaries before, so you should be good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Chairman, I'm sorry. I just want to clarify. It doesn't even matter, but on the specialty pay in the graph on the top, it's in numerical order for 4120. It looks like a 3 to me. I don't know if I need trifocals, but clearly below it's 412087. So I'm just clarifying for the record what it is.
It's 3.
It's a 3. Okay, so.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, that is a 3. Yeah, 412037.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. There is one more thing I'm proposing in special pay, and that's certification pay. What I'm recommending is $1,500, and there's two certs. There's one for Microsoft Engineering, that's for the system administrators, and there's also one for the network team, and that's the Cisco certification. These certificates are not easy to get. Not everybody's going to go for them. It's not a requirement to have the job, but it does enhance the skill set in those roles. They take anywhere from 6 months to a year to obtain. There's a series of tests, a series of costs, and it's a huge commitment of time to get those. We've never had this cert before. What brought this up is I have a couple individuals that expressed the interest in doing this. It would be a lot of their own time, a lot of on time, and it just takes a special skill set to pass these. These are not what they consider boot camp or Cracker Jack. These are full on.
Chairman, just for the record, Chief, can you explain the difference in the counties' pay scale, how certification pay is applied, when, like if it's a part of a job description or not, if it's special enhancement certificate? I think it's important to put that on the record so that people know why we pay that.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, from my opinion on specialty pay is if there's a requirement on a job description to require, I'll use my project manager for example, they're required to have a PMP. To have that job. You're paying them for that job. So when you hire them, that's part of their salary. If you, then I'll use facilities for example, you have maintenance groundskeeping, okay? The certificate for backflow testing, that's not a requirement to hold that job. But if they go get that certificate for backflow testing that's a benefit to the county, there should be specialty pay bolted for that. So I think the determination is if it's in the job description and a requirement of the job versus is it other duties assigned on top of the job.
Thank you.
So that's just up for consideration for that $3,000. I don't see everybody going for that. I just don't. And then reclassification. We do have one position, and that's in the 413080. HR gave me this, or actually Director Downer gave me the numbers with benefits, 4,782. That's to repurpose an imaging specialist to an ECM analyst to help support on-base. We have one person supporting on-base for the whole county, and this person's been kind of helping. So let's just put them in the right classification and the right job at this point. So that's in your consideration for FY26. It's repurposing people. So any questions on the A side? Okay. Page 11, I'm not going to go through this. This is for you to look at. This is the on-call calculator for IT. We have 8 positions that are on-call spread between a Tier 1 and Tier 2. And the Tier 1 is approved at $2.11 differential. And then Tier 2 is 52 cents. Facilities, and I believe Fleet uses these as well. And this is the escalation for on-call for emergency services and the county. You can go through if you have questions on this, but it's based on 123 hours a week. That's off hours from 8 to 5. Okay. A revenues, a few changes here, not much. We're not a revenue center. IT is truly not a revenue center, but there are some revenues that come in. We have about 3 different buckets. One is print shop, and that's what we use for chargebacks. We have the authorized organizations that we use the print shop for. There was a resolution we went through, so we have approved organizations. And some of those examples that we do print for is like not-for-profit, animal shelter, ambulance district, mosquito abatements, which are different taxing districts. Vital Cord, that's the jail medical services. We do all the printing, and we charge for that. Time, material, and it's a monthly billing. And the business side of IT charges that back. And I present about $2,500 in the printing side of things, because I do see that's going to go up a little bit. The next one, this one's really small. It's copier machines. We have now 1 coin-operated copier in the courthouse. That's for anybody coming to the courthouse to use to make copies. And it is coin-operated. So it takes cash, it takes coin, and we deposit that to the treasurer. Monthly or quarterly?
Quarterly.
And that's actually dropping. The use is tailoring way off. It used to be a lot more. It's being used less and less. The biggest change in 369121, that's where our services. We do have an hourly rate for animal shelter, ambulance district, and mosquito abatement district. But what's come online in FY26 is the ambulance district. Phase 1 of that was Fleet and facilities to support the ambulance district for a cost, and now phase 2 is IT. And what I did is I took their FY25, how much they allocated in their budget was $13,000. I just used that number as a revenue line on our side, because starting on 10-1, we'll probably go in and start shifting those sort of services. That's why you're seeing it going up from $10,600 to $24,000. And then I also mentioned those websites that we do. We charge the mosquito abatement and also Third District Court Services $2,400 a year. That's $200 a month. And that's for updates and everything else by calculation. We do charge them on 10-1. And then we also have 2 servers in our infrastructure for the ambulance district that we host, like for Pulse Point for emergency. And it's online EKGs, all kinds of things that we do. That comes up with a revenue projection of $24,100.
Chairman?
Yes.
And can you state for the record that there's been a lot of attention on the ambulance district and costs and ongoing expenses, but this represents a cost savings for the ambulance district to have the county provide those IT services, so it should help. There's a small savings there, but there still is a savings on that by having that network throughout the county.
Yeah, Ms. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, we're charging $45 an hour. So if you take that average of all operations costs with benefits, you divide that out by people, it comes to 45, might adjust that a little bit. Market rates are 150 to 250 an hour. So there's savings there. We're also gonna look into, right now they pay for internet services, which is a pretty substantial cost. We could probably feed them off the DMV and have them pay the county, save them cost on internet. So there's other services we might save them on that would probably come back as a revenue side. It's a little bit more of an accurate reflection probably in 27.
Yep. And Chairman, just for clarification, we're charging the hard costs for what it costs to provide that. Taxpayers aren't subsidizing costs for those services. They're breaking even.
Commissioner Van Beek, that is correct. And any equipment that they need, they buy. We install. So it's just a service per hour. Any questions on the revenue side? Okay, let's kick to the B, expenses. We're getting close here. If you look on professional consultants, that dropped. The ones I'll actually focus on is, I've got it broke down on 521-101, professional consultants. There's costs broke out there. These are ongoing costs. So we have a placeholder every year for on-base upgrades, database consultation, and our phone system. And some of that's gonna do with the post-365 implementation. And then in the 521-120, miscellaneous professional services, I put $15,000 in there. Again, for 365, anything we may need.
Can you advance?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. The one I want to focus on is this, the red circle. This is our service contracts. If you look, the $957,000, that was budgeted in FY25, that was not budgeted correctly. That should have actually been $1,021,000, okay? We're always evaluating these renewals and everything else. The $1,087,000, that's actually the cost and the way it should be for FY26. These are the products that we track every year. So there is an annual cost to maintain the software, the hardware. The ones in yellow are the ones we're actually considering replacing. And I'm hoping that cost goes down. We're constantly evaluating all these products. Some of these are countywide licenses like PDF Maker. Microsoft is a big portion of that. It's about $334,000 a year in just Microsoft licensing, and it's growing every year. So this is, I think it properly reflects for FY26. And we have a software programmer to track all of this. Because some are quarterly, some are annual, some are triennial. Any questions on the software side? The cost of doing business is expensive. Okay, on this page, on page 15, there's just a few things of interest. Is the internet dropped from 106,000 to 90,000. And if you notice in the middle column in the gray, those are the average costs over the last five fiscal cycles. I compare the actual averages and then what the request is coming up. We've renegotiated a lot of our internet connections, so that cost is going down. And then at the very bottom, you'll notice education and training. I dropped that down to 65,000. Airfare is up. But I want you to, over the next three pages, page 16, 17, 18, these are all the training and education requests from the groups. So let's focus on page 19. What I do is all the training requests that come from all the groups within IT, it came to a total of 81,478, and then travel associated was 36,515. That's per diem, meals, airfare, hotel, everything involved in the travel expenses for training that's off-site. I use an 80% rubric. Historically, if you look, we've never spent 100% of training. We try, but it just doesn't happen because things happen through the year. People either have personal conflicts in their schedule, it doesn't happen, conferences get canceled, whatever reason. I do take 80% of that original cost, and I take 80% of the travel side, and then I come up with a total cost and put it in Power Plan. So $65,182.40 is 80% of that training down below. I take 80% of hotel, 80% of airfare, and then I do actual costs of meals, taxi, and parking because that's used for other things. And that populates back into Power Plan for the total FY26 request is $91,832.40. That's actually down from FY25. So if you look at all those line items, mathematically it is actually reduced. Any questions on that and how I come up with it?
Good.
All right, let's go to page 20. We're pretty much almost there. Okay, page 20, so computer equipment. This one always fluctuates year to year with information technology. As you can imagine, we do a lot of things for the county and a lot of things within IT itself. So if you look in the 577-100 computer equipment in those two boxes, those add up total to the 116,500. So we have computer replacements in IT. We have public kiosk computers, conference room microcomputers, training lab computers, public displays. The court displays you have in the courthouse, those are owned by the TCA's office. They pay for all of that. If it's a kiosk, the touchscreens, or the displays, that's the TCA's office. Anything outside of that, if it's a conference room, it's any AV, IT takes care of that. And then one thing, if you notice it's up, there's a $30,000, if you look, it says Pure 1, Tier 1, storage cabinet drive upgrade. Luckily, we do not have to add more storage this year because we're offloading the public defense and the PA's office with Carpel. So we're gonna hold our storage line and recoup some of that, so we're not gonna expand. But what this does, it upgrades our physical hard drives in those cabinets. So instead of buying a new cabinet with storage, we're upgrading the drives within the cabinet. And we're gonna go to more flash memory, so it's a lot quicker. And this is the Tier 1. This is the critical day-to-day information that's always getting accessed 24/7, and this would be 911 systems, Helion, Aumentum. These big systems are always online. So we're just speeding it up. So that's the computer equipment. You notice the office supplies, the printing supplies, the paper, we're dropping those. The reason why the printing supplies is dropping by 4,500 is during the pandemic and post-pandemic, envelope costs were through the roof. Those actually have stabilized, so we're actually bringing that cost back down. And if you look at the average spend, it is 11,500 over the five fiscal cycles. Okay. Page 21. These are getting a little more expensive items. Software is another item that fluctuates every year with IT. And if you look in the box, and I'm actually projecting that Microsoft, next summer we go to our new three-year agreement, we're probably gonna increase that by $83,000 by a quarter, by 25%. And that's the cloud licensing for the 365. And some of those items you saw in the yellow replacement, like the spam solution replacement, there's a placeholder for that, and some other software items in there for expansion. 577138, that's up quite a bit because that's where we put in headset general switch replacement. This is network infrastructure, phone handsets, headsets, switches. We're expanding the landfill, Celebration Park, and jail ports within that infrastructure on the network side. We are putting in a contingency for the microwave links that we run for Lake Lowell. And if they're the links that go for the landfill, they pay for those. But it's about $20,000 for a link. So that's just a contingency in case a radio pops, and those are FCC licensed. And then the $10,000 is a wireless access point refreshment, a refresh project, because we try to keep those about every 5 to 7 years. We're coming up on end of life, so rotating a third of our wireless access points. Last page. This is where I'll probably get a standing ovation. It's the last page. These are the bigger costs. These are the 684, 680 major accounts. These are, again, they fluctuate year to year based on the needs. First one I'll focus is 680421. That's up 1,500. That's to add fiber optics to the poly farm that we just acquired. And that's getting fiber optics from the fleet down Chicago into the building. I think that's a worst case. I don't think it's going to be 15,000. It's just a rough placeholder. Machinery 680410, that's print shop. We have a NCR printer. This does all the duplicate and triplicate forms and the printing. Yes, we got rid of purchase orders, but we still use triplicate and double in the jail. So that is still being used. Is getting end of life. We bought that in FY19, and it's one piece of equipment for $17,329.59. We do have a quote for that. 684240. These are two major print shop machines. You notice these are big numbers. $141,000 for a copier, $48,000 for a black and white copier. Those were purchased in FY2019. Now, I will tell you, those usually last longer than that. But we bought certified pre-owned equipment with low click count in FY19 to save money back then, and they're right around $42,000. So we bought them with some click counts to get past those fiscal cycles, and now it's coming up. The $141,000 is worst case. If we can find another pre-owned, I'll do it. And they are failing, I will tell you. We're getting service tickets on it all the time. Communications equipment, there's two items in this one, 684250. The first one is a refresh of the public meeting room, and that's the AV system for $75,000. It's old technology over there. When you hook up devices, it's 720p. It won't even go 4K, it won't go 8K. So this is to upgrade all those controllers for a better experience, and those TVs over there have hotspots and they're getting pixelated. So that's a placeholder. And then I put $155,000 out there. That's to outfit the new Sheriff's Administration building. That's all the network. Overall, you'll notice our B budget is up $270,982. But I have to say this. In FY25, I told you the budget was not set appropriately. $150,000 in projects were not budgeted appropriately. $75,000 was under budgeted for service contracts. If that was the baseline, we'd be up about $50,000. So it's resetting the IT baseline. And last but not least, Rick Britton in his budget's got $27,000 for an IT remodel project, and that's to gain two more because we're out of space. With Ms. Pendle coming down into the commissioner's office, she's still the business manager, but helping me down here. We're moving some people around because we're out of room. We've got people sharing desks and working with the facilities. They're going to rebuild everything, get rid of the cubicles. We gain two spots. So that's the $27,000 up for your consideration when you see all the capital projects. I should have brought in water because that was a lot. But I do like to present it this way so it breaks everything down.
Yeah.
Everybody knows exactly what's coming out of those items. Any questions?
This is the second time we've been through this morning, so I'm good. We'll lay down. Questions, comments?
I appreciate the detail, and this is what I've known to, with the exception of a couple of years in there, but this is what I've known from the CIO to present to the board for consideration and a review. So thank you.
Okay.
I just have one thing. For the NCR printer, what's the price, potential price of that? We'll shift it down to the 686 line due to the value of it being potentially over $15,000. Because we'll need to depreciate it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just get that moved over.
Okay.
Okay. Which line do you want to put that in?
We're going to put it into 686410. And we've already done that, so.
686410?
Yeah. Okay. So the IT budget should reflect that.
Should have caught that. Thank you. I had to give you something.
Gotta give you something. Attaboy.
Clerk, any questions?
Good. Let it be on the record that the clerk has no questions.
I did my job. And I do appreciate Steve being here. Like I said, it's the first one he's gone through. He's heavily involved with the managers to come up with all this.
Yep.
It's usually a 2-month process.
Good work, people. Good work. All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
I think we'll accept, take this in under advisement and put it in the process for this year's budget.
I'm in favor.
You're in favor?
Yep.
All right. Any comments? All right. If not, I would make a motion that we adjourn then.
I'll second. Yep.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned till our next agenda items this afternoon. Thank you.